Good morning, Jacksonville. I mean, it's a good time of year, guys. It's August. Football's almost in the air. Tarpon are starting to show up on the beaches. We got some calm, light west winds for a couple of days. We got a good low tide. It's a good time to talk kayak fishing, and it's the best time of the year to live in Jacksonville. What do you think?
Hey, man, I'm glad we got UF Angler back in the studio, man.
And I'm already kind of caffeinated. And as I was telling you guys, as I was sitting up on Beach Boulevard waiting to turn on Southside, somebody was popping off a revolver. So I'm happy to be in the studio, and I'll tell you what. You don't need caffeine when all of a sudden gunfire's going off at 5:40 in the morning to wake you up, you know?
You're caffeinated.
The only good thing is I'm glad my Tahoe kind of looks like a police vehicle. I figured that might be the safest thing for me.
Nothing like a gangster morning.
Exactly.
Sweet. We got the Mudcat and the Hoosier Paddler with us.
Yo, yo.
Got a full crew, man.
We should have the mayor back before you know it, but Frank... I know you're out there. We're running out of chairs, buddy. You got to get back on the crew.
Oh, you know it.
We're going to have to play musical chairs for your seat.
Hey, look at this. The Jeff McGovern countdown is over. And I already see Jeff McGovern has decided that we can't start the show without Jeff, right?
Absolutely.
He's sitting there for us.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and bet he's going to fish around 206. But that's just
no way.
It's just
no
me
way.
Getting kind of crazy.
You got good odds on that.
Yeah? Yeah.
What do you think? Bring him up, Tony. Special welcome for Jeffrey McGovern.
Oh, it's a wonderful Saturday morning, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it sure is.
Gunplay and all.
that is kind of different. You know, living down where I live in Palatka, we're allowed 3 rounds before the police show up.
Well, it's expected, isn't it?
Well, you know, we live in a revolver town. You live in a shotgun town.
Exactly right.
Yeah, because and they figure, you know, once. Okay, that's not too bad. Twice, okay, maybe you winged them. 3 times, somebody's shooting back.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
right.
That's a good idea.
And in Palatka, they have concealed weapons. They've done things the right way. I'm going to go out on a limb and also say, I bet the revolver that was being shot at 5:30 in the morning was neither lawfully owned the individual was allowed to possess it. But that's just me, again, going out on a limb.
So you're a lawyer. Yeah. Why don't you stop and ask him?
Yeah, counselor. I could have been a good client for you.
Now, you got to be careful when it comes to gunfire and things like that, especially when it's dark.
Yeah.
Yes, it's hard to see what you're aiming at.
So you actually in Palatka today, Jeff?
Yeah, right now I am, because it looks like the fishing day is going to be first part of the week. I've got so much stuff to catch up on with all these folks that are going, gosh, if you could just give us those pictures and a report, maybe by Monday morning. So I'm going, off for heaven's sake. Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, come on, you're going to miss a good day. I mean, we've got a killer low tide today and tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning I should be able to pull it off. But it's just that right now I'm just, you know what it is, it's this little thing where someone says, hey, I got a paycheck. And I'm going, well, okay, got to buy more stuff. Got to do, as you say, Mike, got to do some re-tackling.
Re-tackalizing.
Or who was it that told me? Retail therapy.
Yeah, well, I see, you know, I look upon it as you got retail therapy, and then the part where you're on the water is the aquatic research portion.
Oh, there you go.
Doing your part for society.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, somebody has to do it. You know, we got to make sure the waterways are safe and there's life there. Should you ever want a fish dinner, you can just go collect it.
Exactly, and it might as well be you.
Oh, that's right, and you know, because I feel like I'll make an honest report. I'd gone out to talk to you last week. I was up north in Chattanooga, and we did indeed make the pilgrimage to the Bass Pro Warehouse there in Macon, and I mean, it was heart-stopping.
Did you pass out?
Well, you know, the wife was with me, and they got the EMTs and said, look, all you need to do is lay him back over there in the clearance department, and he'll recover.
Rehydrate him in the clearance area.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I picked up a couple of those real nice microlight rods, and they're great for just throwing in the trunk of your car, break down into 4 pieces, little casting outfit, and we're talking... They're about $40 retail, which is a bargain price on them anyway because they're pretty tough, $14 a piece.
Yeah. I thought you were going to make us a big report of everything that you purchased up there.
Well, yeah, I hadn't gotten to that yet. Besides that, I realized if I did spill my guts too much when I get there, the stuff might not be there.
Gotcha.
And I'll tell you what, for all the guys that have said, hey, I'm only going to go there by myself because I know I'm going to go in for 15 minutes, my wife's going to want to have no part of it and leave, I'm telling you, if you can just get her inside... My wife would, oh, gosh, do we got to go in here? She went in, and they actually have a bunch of women's clothes, even higher-end swimsuits, all that kind of stuff. And she started walking around, and the next thing I know, I was like, and she hadn't come over here and told me she wants to leave immediately or anything else. Now, the bad thing is, now you're going to spend more money than you would any other time, and because there are so many deals, but all of a sudden, I was like, oh, man, I kind of felt bad on the amount of stuff I had picked out. And then she comes up, she authorized it all because she had a cart
She authorized
full.
It.
And so we got out of there, and I realized how smart Bass Pro was, man, because I had re-tackalized or what have you. And next thing I know, I look over, I think she had two or three bathing suits, three or four whole outfits. It was probably the most expensive part of our last trip to Orlando.
But
you know what? I wasn't complaining, neither was she. So
and it was an
out.
Authorized purchase.
That's right. That's right.
And you guys are right, because when you do go in the store, I take Kate in there with me, and she disappeared immediately, and we now have a whole bunch of new exotic sauces and cooking implements and all that kind of thing, because I may have tackle, but she's the queen of kitchen implements. Don't even know what half that stuff does to food. But she has it, and she bought more.
As long as it makes your fish taste good.
Right. But you came out of there with complete fishing outfits, real rod and reel combos, right?
Actually, not any reels, I'm picky when it comes to the reels. But the rods, and the thing is, I can redo stuff on rods if I don't like it. But when I see a bargain price, you never buy just one. Golden rule is you always have a backup.
Yep. Right.
No, I agree with that, but I'm just saying... That's a reason to say all the kitchen implements you want, honey.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff.
Thank goodness we have a big house.
I'll tell you, I'm headed to, you maybe think Bass Pro has a big stock, but the place I'm headed to next week, and I'll be back in time for the show, is called Outdoor Retailer out in Salt Lake City.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hit that, it was a few years ago since I'd gone to it. It is awesome.
It is everything outdoors, whether it's camping, paddling, biking, you name it. Every single manufacturer is there. They're selling to dealers. I'm covering it as working media. How do you like that?
Work that press credentials.
You got to report.
Don't forget samples. Samples. Nobody ever wants to take the samples home.
Well, I don't know. As media, the samples have actually been coming in the mail. It's a beautiful thing. You know, once you get the media credentials, then all these, you're on someone's list, and they all want you to come to their booth and cover their stuff, but which I'm more than happy to.
Hey, guys, we're media. Is anything showing up in your mail?
Exactly.
Whoa. I was going to say, you guys are officially...
It's my second time in here. I've got nothing.
Stars.
I don't care. I'm going to be trying to show up at, like, Jaguar games, Gator games, with the JKF logo on.
Yeah, there you go.
Brad.
But I'll have a report on some of the goodies that are coming out, some of the stuff we'll be seeing in late 2007 and 2008. And there's some new kayaks. There's all kinds of what I never really thought about are all the kind of cool things that I'm seeing all these press releases for. There was one little company, I can't remember their name, but I'll have it when I come back. And they had a camera mount that sets on top of a water bottle.
What?
Now, that would work in a yak. You know, a little bitty $13 retail item. Rubberized, has, you know, a little squeezy little thing, goes bop right on the top of a water bottle, and you screw your camera right on top, and it articulates a little bit. So, you know, what about, you know, throwing that for your, you know, self?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, because there's a lot of people that rig up a lot of different things to get their cameras to work on those things, and, you know, that's a great little idea.
Yeah, I thought that was, you know, so there's tons of little things I think that I'm going to find that'll be really cool, and maybe we'll hook up some of these guys as sponsors in the Classic next year, and I'm going to cover this stuff for Kayak Fisherman Magazine.
Maybe you can get one of those for G-Shank so we don't have to keep looking at his hairy arm in every picture that he takes.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. It's funny how the pictures go that way. Well, Jeff, so no fishing this morning, but you ought to get on them tomorrow, bro. You going in somewhere other than 206?
Oh, is there any place else?
Not for you, I guess. No. We're going to have to drag you kicking and screaming, but we're gonna let you go now and move on to Rich, who's been waiting for a few minutes.
Take care, guys.
See you. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it. Rich, thanks for waiting, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I talked to you a couple of weeks back. Probably know me better on the forum as the Pepperhead.
Ah, that's right. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'll have to get with Jeff sometime and maybe get him up towards Moultrie, show him some of these places up here.
Maybe we could chip in and buy him a map.
Well, you know, I was the same way at one time. I used to get comfortable, you know, in a zone fishing, and I would fish the same bait, the same place. And I finally had to get out of that, and it's hard to do, so, you know, I know how it is.
Yeah, I think we all fight that deal where you're so used to going to a certain place, and we have so many places to fish, and sometimes you just got to tell yourself you're going to go do something else and just drive around and, you know, put in someplace else.
That's it. I tell you, one of the biggest things I did was switch from bait. No problems there. I know Kayak Mike's a big bait guy, but I used to fish just bait all the time, and so we started a little thing, my wife and I, where we would pick one day and just use artificial. And it worked out pretty well. The first couple of times we did it, we caught quite a few fish. Now, we haven't done that in a while, but we're going to be going back to that occasionally. Biggest question I had this morning, I'm new to the kayak scene. I've fished for years in this area, out of a skiff and John boats and things like that. But I do target a lot of flounder, and I have to, you know, move a lot because of that. And I like to drift and have usually a bait on the bottom, right off the bottom, with a very, very small weight and a tag line behind it with my bait streaming off of it. And I noticed this past weekend when I tried to do that, there was just too much wind. And I wanted to know if any of you guys had really tried drift stocks, and do they work, or do you have any other advice when it comes to drifting in a kayak?
Who wants to talk to this?
Well, I do. Actually, what he's talking about is a way that I fish for flounder a lot. And you're right, it's hard to do when it's windy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never personally used a drift stock. Typically what I'll do is I'll sit there with my paddle laying across my lap,
mm-hmm,
and just use it to create the drag that I need to slow me down.
And, you know, I did a lot of that experimenting this past weekend. I went up in East Creek to a place I had mentioned to Mike. Used to go up in there with my skiff, but I couldn't get as far back in as I'd like. And I went in the morning to, you know, avoid the storms. Ended up with that high tide. In fact, the tide was so high up in there with the wind coming out of the west that some of the black mangroves were underwater. I kept getting pushed into the mangroves, and I'd, you know, have to work the paddle with one hand and try and work a rod with the other hand, and it turned into a lot of work. So I
Well, sometimes you just can't do it. You know, I mean, if you had a rudder, that would definitely help out in what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. The rudder helps directionally, but part of the problem you get is it's a speed thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get going too fast, and you end up with the paddle in your lap, and you're just kind of using your elbows to drop it in the water to slow you down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you're using it's a real three-ring circus now. The rudder does help to directionally.
Well, so does a drift sock.
Yeah, I've never used one.
I've got a small one that I've had for my skiff. I've taken it out on the yak a couple of times.
But you guys use them off the beach, though, right?
Yeah, well, I'd gotten it to use off the beach.
Right.
But I was going to take it in a couple times, you know, in the deeper parts of Sherman's Creek, and I was going to go, hey, I'm going to try to drift all the way down this. And I'll be honest with you, I tried it one time, and trying to get yourself back turned around and everything, I ended up scratching it, going back to just the way we do it conventionally. I'm convinced that it probably would work, but I think you'd almost have to waste a couple of days, or maybe fish on some days that weren't primed to get it dialed in.
Yeah,
we felt like we had good, you know, although it was windy, we had caught some fish, and then I was trying to, you know, make the switch over and just said, you know what, I'm not going to do this today, and I haven't really gone back to do it in shore. But I think you want to be at a place, obviously, where you've got some decent depth, and you want to drift through, and you know it's for kind of an extended place. I mean, you know, a lot of fish get caught in this area in the intercoastal. And there's some times that I think just drifting all the way down, even like casting for trout and stuff,
it would be
awesome with a drift sock. But you kind of have to commit to it. And once you get it out and kind of deploy it, it's kind of a pain. So you're going to want to be able to go for, you know, have enough distance really to do it the right way. And,
exactly.
And that's what's tough. You need to be in larger areas, open water, or like, you know, in the main part of the intercoastal.
And have the depth.
Right.
Yeah, so most of the places that I fish, the creeks in the St. Augustine area, you know, there's some wide spots, but I don't know that most of them would be conducive to that. But anyway, what I ended up doing this past weekend, I crossed back over towards Moultrie Creek, and there was an area there where the grass was flooded with this high tide there at Vail Point, and fished a twitch and wrap for a while, and a couple of DOAs on the bottom, but didn't really do any good. The wind picked up quite a bit. I was really surprised. I had a lot of fog in the morning, and crossed east as soon as I could see the channel marker, and then all of a sudden that wind picked up, and I decided, well, you know, I've gone quite a way. I better turn around and come back while I still feel fresh.
Yeah. You create quite a deficit there as you let the wind blow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never much thought about wind and fishing until I got kayak fishing, and then it's like, then you,
at the mercy.
Yeah, you're really.
You mean
the other thing with that drift sock is if you're going to do one, you're going to need an anchor trolley on both sides of the kayak because you don't know which way the wind's going to be blowing and which way you want to control your direction. So, you know, if you're going to try it, you probably need that level of rigging. You know, I would just say, why don't you just, you know, tossing your anchor out is mm-hmm. very simple once you've got it rigged.
Yeah, and you know, I've got a trolley just on one side. And I very rarely anchor up because I do target flounder mostly. And those guys, the only way I've ever been able to be successful is to move a lot and pitch to all the little places that look like, you know, they hold flounder. And I'll tell you what, that rig, dragging it behind the kayak, I'm sure, because it worked with my skiff quite a bit, I'm sure you'll, you know, pick up quite a few flounder that way.
And you're dragging an artificial on that, right?
Well, I've done both. Mud minnows are my favorite, but I have used DOAs, the cow. Here recently, the best one's been the root beer color with the chartreuse tail. In fact, my wife, the first time she used an artificial, she caught a flounder on one. Of course, she was quite excited because she had never caught a flounder. But I go fairly slow. I've taken a bullet weight and rigged like a fish finder rig pretty much. And I got about 18 to 24 inches of 20-pound fluorocarbon behind it with a number two offset circle hook. And I put mud minnows on there. I'll put DOA shrimp, you know, anything that can flutter back. And I'll, you know, drift along with that mm-hmm. about 6 inches off the bottom. But I've actually had flounder when I've been jigging. And I'll tell you what, they seem to like yellow bucktails as well. That's one of my little secrets.
Not anymore.
Ooh, not now, buddy.
We're coming up on our first break, but hang on, Rich.
Sure.
We want to keep you through the break because I think today we're going to talk about a creek down your way, and your input would be great when we talk the Angie's Creek of the Week.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back after this. We are going to break on the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show. Give us a shout, 641-1010.
Hey, this is Captain Kevin Faber from the Flanders Outdoor Show. We have now come on over to 1010XL to talk about the outdoor sports, and I'm not talking about football, baseball, and basketball. Our sports include tides, moon phases, bait, hooks, ammunition, guns, and major feeding trades. The Flanders Outdoor Show is where you can get the latest hunting and fishing information. So pull up a rocking chair on the front porch of the Flanders Outdoor Show with me, Captain Kevin Faber, Jeff Loggeman, and Captain Kirk Waltz from 7 to 10 every Saturday morning right here on 1010XL.
Malibu kayaks are designed with fishermen like us in mind. They're the most stable and dry fishing kayaks on the market, and there's no substitute for being comfy and relaxed when you're out on the water. If you're paddling through the surf to target big game like tarpon or headed to the skinniest creeks to hunt tailing reds, a Malibu kayak will get you there in unrivaled comfort and convenience. All of the boats in the Malibu fleet have awesome storage options with plenty of convenient hatches, rod holders, and all the room you'll ever need for your fishing tackle and gear. And if you're a big boy like me, a Malibu Extreme or X-Factor is the ticket for you. Make sure you rig your Malibu with Crack of Dawn accessories so you're ready for fish catching action. From super comfy seats, hatches, dry bags, and leashes to kayak carts and storage systems. Come to Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard and test paddle a Malibu Extreme, X-Factor, Pro Explorer, or Mini X. Experience the ultimate in fishing kayaks and join the Malibu Navy today.
Choosing a realtor is a tough decision whether you're buying or selling, especially in today's challenging market conditions. The last thing you need is an agent that will leave you up a creek without a paddle in your real estate transaction. For professional, courteous service from listing to close, Michelle Kogan of Lifestyles Realtors brings the experience and expertise you need to get the deal done. Contact Michelle Kogan for your realty needs at 904-382-5006. That's 904-382-5006. Are you looking for a top-notch supplier of plants and trees for your landscaping needs? The David James Tree Company is where your search ends. At David James, we provide quality plants and trees to contractors, nurserymen, and homeowners at wholesale pricing direct from the growers. We specialize in larger trees and shrubs, including live oaks, magnolias,
crepe myrtles, palm trees, and many more. No project is too big or too small for the David James Tree Company. Whether your application is commercial or residential, we'll deliver to your job site, holding yard, or home. Let the David James Tree Company fulfill your needs for quality plants and trees. Contact Jessica Lee at 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net. That's 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net.
Back at the Jacksonville Kayak Commission Show. Night Saturday morning. We're talking to our man Rich Pepperhead down in St. Augustine, who is, how do we get Rich back on here? Tony's got him. Hey, Rich, you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good. We want to bring you in. We got five people on here, and we're going to talk our Angie's Creek of the Week. Angie Subs in Jacksonville Beach, Penman Road, and Beach Boulevard. We all go for the food, but we stay for the scenery.
Stay for the scenery. That's my motto.
Great hot subs there at Angie's, and they bring us our Creek of the Week. And Rich, after listening to you, we definitely have to crown Moultrie Creek. I think this week would be a launch we'd like to have a little chat about.
Sure. It's pretty accessible for anyone with a kayak. There's a couple of places that you can launch. First, you know, the county has a small boat ramp that's, I guess, about halfway between the US 1 bridge and the Intracoastal.
Yeah, it's right off of Shore Drive, right?
That's right. And I've launched out of there with my wife probably two times now, and I've gone a third time out of there myself. It can get quite crowded as far as the parking, but if you get there early enough, it's not bad. There's a couple of spots that are pretty close to the water, and if you're putting a kayak, which I've had to do, unfortunately, a couple of times, it's not a long walk, probably 30 yards at the most. If you've got a cart, you know, it's even easier. It's about a quarter mile to a half-mile paddle, depending on what way you go, to the Intracoastal.
Yeah, and you got accessibility to, you know, there's a couple of creeks on the east side of the ditch there. You got Moultrie, and even the Intracoastal itself is pretty productive, I know, north and south of there.
Yes, there's a pretty good, at low tide on the northwest side of the Intracoastal there, there's a pretty good flat that runs up towards another boat ramp. That's a county ramp. I believe it's a Crane, I believe is the name of it.
Yeah, Doug Crane.
Yeah, and you can actually, you can park there at Lewis Point. There's a small parking place, and you can take a kayak out there. There's, you know, it's mud passed through the marsh, but a lot of folks fish there because it's a fairly decent place to wade fish. In fact, I've caught quite a few trout just wade fishing right there. So yep. That's really interesting creek for anyone who's, you know, in this area and who has a desire to kayak. You can get out of the way. You can get in there. A lot of little side sloughs and creeks. And it's been somewhat productive. I don't think it's as good further up towards US 1. I've gone that way before, but never had much luck up there. But you're absolutely right. You can go to East Creek, go north. You can go south. And I've done that a couple of times as well.
Now, is there that same area? I'm looking on the website here. What do you know about Ocean Grove Camping Resort?
Not much. I've driven by there, and that's about it.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a launch onto the east side of the Intercoastal in that same, you know, San Julian, East Creek area.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably have to pay for that, but, you know, it's another way to get over there. But you know, that's a great area, and I'd love to fish it more and break out of the habit. And boy, Jeff McGovern, if you're not listening right now, but you hear the podcast,
in your neighborhood,
you need to hook up with Rich and go to some of these other creeks, because north of 206, there's a lot of good fishing in St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rich, I know you're targeting some flounder there, and you mentioned some trout. Is it redfish down there, or what other kind of species?
Well, you know, I've never had much luck with the redfish in there. I have farther north, up Robinson Creek and Pine Island, Castacola, and that area. But I haven't had the luck with the redfish down this way. I don't know what it is. I'm not holding my mouth right, I guess.
Yeah, that'll well, do it. You need to relax.
I think it's when you swore off that bait, you know?
Yeah. You're probably right.
Well, Rich, we really appreciate it, man, and we really really enjoy having you call in, and I've got to come down there and fish with you myself one of these days.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I'm not shy, so I'll invite myself.
As will I. I might as well come.
Hey, Rich, you have a great weekend, and that's Pepperhead Online, guys.
Just do a live remote with him down there.
Yeah.
Well, that was our Angie's Creek of the Week, and Frank Sanchez, I believe, has been on hold for a while. Frank, you there, buddy?
Going on, man.
Hey, you're up early.
Yep, just looking out the window looking for pogies.
Yeah, so you're there in Ponte Vedra?
Yeah. I'm going to go back to that honey hole we were at the other day.
Yeah, well, I know that it's been tough finding pogies on the beach. I've talked to a couple people. Frank and I went out this week, and we got on, we tried to go get on some tarpon, and we were down there, where were we? North of Volano.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful morning the way that started out, eh?
Yeah, that paddle, the death paddle.
The death march, yeah, the Bataan death paddle.
It was one of those days where we started out, and we were Gary Shanklin was with us, and we saw some pogies, but we're so we thought from our launch, and we thought, oh, there's fish here, let's go, and a beautiful west wind, and it was like a lake, and you know we put in 6:37, and you know by the time it's 8:30, and we don't have any pogies. And, you know, we keep seeing a few flips, and then they're just scattered, no predators, and we couldn't snatch one. We couldn't do anything. And we're thinking, should we get out and go somewhere else? And I called someone who said there might be a few pogies north of us. And this certain somebody, who I'm sure is driving in right now, says, yeah, about a mile and change north of you. Well, we start the death paddle.
Oh, God.
And we're paddling north, and by God, it was 3 miles. We were all the way up. We started down there, what is it, the reef or whatever, and,
yeah.
And next thing you know, we're at the picnic table.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a 3 mile paddle. And the good news is that the wind was, there was no wind then, but later on, the wind did kick up, and it was out of the north. And then when it changed, man, it turned into a washing machine.
That's always fun.
But the good news was on the way back, we found some pogues.
Nice pogues.
Yeah, we found some pogues, a nice itty-bitty ball. And we baited up, and we threw, and what'd you say? We fought off the sharks for a while.
Yeah. You guys are shark magnets, man.
Well, we were taking our turns rotating on the leading edge of this pod, and we saw one or two tarpon roll. And I suspect that I might have hooked up with one with a snatch rig, because I was snatching a piece of bait out of there, and then all of a sudden my snatch rig got heavy, and I mean the drag screamed, and it went straight for Morocco.
Bye-bye.
Did not stop, and I just kept, it was a pin 4500, a decent spinning reel
right.
with 20-pound braid.
Couldn't darn it.
And let me tell you, I couldn't do a thing. It was a wet noodle of a fishing pole, and I kept turning more and more drag. I'm like, drag must be busted old reel I'm using on this snatch rig.
Right.
And finally, I put a little pressure on it after I just dialed as much as I could into it, and it popped. No, it popped.
Popped
so
right
it was
out.
Screaming. I thought it was going to smoke. It was screaming so fast. You know, I was like, that thing was getting hot. Well, it popped, and when it popped, I was like, I tried to pull a little line out just to see if the drag was working, and I couldn't budge it. So, I don't know. It might have been a really big jack, but, I mean, it was like, you know, a kingfish goes on a fast, hard, long run.
Exactly.
And then kind of peters out.
Right.
This never petered out. It just
kept
going. Was
kept on truck. It didn't
kept
even feel
on
you.
Truck.
That tarpon laughed at that rod, man. And that treble hook. He was like, you kidding me?
But I'll tell you, is that not the irony of tarpon fishing? You go. You guys are out there tackled up in the right place. You finally find bait, and here's somebody out in a community dock, you know, fishing that goes and hooks up with one. But literally, going tarpon fishing out of kayak, you're trying to hit a home run, and you're going to go out, and you're going to swing out, and swing out, and swing out, and then when it's going to happen, you're going to be adrenalized pretty much.
Adrenalized.
Frank,
it's just like being re-tackalized.
Adrenalized.
Frank's caught more than his share, that's for sure, and he's paddling one of those new Ocean Prowler big games. And he's got it rigged out something nice. It's a thing to see. I should post a couple pictures. The dude stands in the ocean and paddles along and throws a 6-7 foot cast net off of that thing.
It's so stable. It's a dream.
Yeah, man. But
But for getting bait, that's huge. I mean, that's the biggest challenge. That's great.
Pretty sweet.
Oh, it was no challenge, Frank. How the many pokies did you have that one time you threw the net?
Oh, the net started swimming away, man.
Pull you off the boat.
That's when you know you got a good load on.
But now, but how do you dump it out and get it out? You just stick your hands in it, like right as the net's opening, and do it? What'd you guys do?
He had a heavy net. It was.
Well, I guess you're standing up. You can just empty it into your yak.
Yeah, I've got an 8-gallon bait well on the back of that thing, so I just chug it.
I was thinking, if you just dumped it in the yak, I'd say, Frank, I'd like to hang out with you, but I'd imagine
but you
still smell like pogies, man.
No, he's got a sweet bait well. He took one of those office file folder cabinet things, you know, little plastic deal you get at Office Depot, and cut out, you know, the top on that thing and put a bubbler in it to keep it recirculating, and it keeps a bunch of pogies live and fits nicely in that tank well.
That's what he thinks of corporate America, huh?
Exactly.
you might be the winner of our first Pimp My Yak segment, man. That's like the most pimped out ocean kayak of all time. We'll get you like some little, you know, screens on there. Get a couple TV screens, the iPod holder. You'll be set, man.
Paddles with spinners.
You're gonna laugh, man.
Webcam on your bow.
Yeah,
you're gonna laugh. I put a downrigger on it.
Oh my gosh!
It's great. It's one of the best thought out things I've ever seen. Tell us about that piece, Frank.
Yeah, it's made by Scotty's. They don't really advertise it much, but you can get it on a few websites. I think 307fish.com has it.
And what kind of downrigger is that? It's not a big old thing used to seeing.
It's made for lakes, for fishing for walleye and stuff. Uh-huh. In like the Great Lakes or wherever they do that stuff, and it's completely stainless, and I was like, you know, I'll give it a try, and it fits into any of your Scotty's mounts.
Huh.
And it's 100 feet of wire.
No way.
And I use a 3-pound downrigger ball, and it's pretty sweet.
And that's a perfect way to go kink fishing on your yak. You know, he takes a bait with him. He's got it live well, so he can go away from the bait. He's got a downrigger, put a ribbon out there deep, and drag a pogey on top and a ribbon on the bottom?
Yeah, I got 4 ribbon for today. I'm thinking that I'm going to get dunked on the tarpon, so I'm going to do some meat fishing.
Yeah, well, at least you're set up for all alternatives. You know? You don't know what you're going to find. Are you going to drive the beach, or?
No, I'm just going to head south. I don't even have my yak on my car yet. I'm just going to do some early scouting, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get dunked. And I'll just come back to the house and launch from here and do about 2-3 miles and then just troll.
Did you make it out yesterday?
I did. I took it to Guana at 6 Mile and I went north. And I was like, you know, whatever. Took the fly rod and the bait caster and just did artificials. I was like, I don't want to deal with bait today. So it was a lot of fun. I actually I landed a beautiful 26 red.
Nice.
And he's
on the fly or
right
on the
now.
Baitcaster?
On the not on the fly.
Oh.
I would.
what were you throwing out there, Frank?
Just a skitter walk.
Oh, nice. Topwater.
That
Iguana,
was beautiful.
Headed north.
That's nice.
That's a nice spot, man. So you see any big gator buddies?
Yeah. There's like 3.
Yeah. There's one really big fella up there on the north, from what I understand. I've got a friend who's got a house up there off Neck Road.
I had a pretty light tackle, and the redfish gave me a little fight. And, man, I saw little heads popping up everywhere. When they
I heard that splashing.
They're like coming. Dinner bell.
Well, all right, Frank. Well, hey, man, hopefully you won't get skunked today, or at least we'll find something. I know we're talking about jumping in the ocean tomorrow.
And I'll tell you what, you learn something every day. That's why the show's great. I want to go check out this downrigger lake.
No doubt.
Well, because it's an opportunity to keep this bait up and keep it out of the sharks. And so when you're not in the pods, like you're saying, and you go out there, I think it's going to really give you a much better chance to go out and get one of those kings or get some of the other stuff. The last time we were out, I put a little weight to put down. And, I mean, shark magnet. I feel like it's the big refrigerator in life, which is shark stuff to me. It was just going to keep happening and happening. And it's cool when you catch one or two and you haven't gotten a hookup out there, and after about 3 on, you're like, okay, I'm sick of this.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's go. I'm going to get on the water.
All right,
good
Frank.
Luck. Good
Have
luck.
A good one.
Fishing.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. Well, that ought to finish this segment. Oh, Indigo Girls. You know, I went to school with them.
Back when you were a lesbian?
Yes.
I was going to say, did you date him?
I was a closet lesbian. Now, but let's not talk about that.
All right, keep
National
the call.
National Kayak Fishing Show, 1010XL. Give us a call, 641-1010. Getting her going on a Saturday morning. You still help me take
Whether you're new to kayak fishing or an experienced yak angler, Strike Zone Fishing on Beach Boulevard is the place to shop for all your kayak fishing needs. If you're shopping for a new fishing kayak, rigging your rod with the latest accessories, or looking for the perfect tackle to get hooked up, Strike Zone has the right products and knowledgeable staff to get you on the water and on the fish. Check out Strike Zone's kayak showroom and test drive the best fishing kayaks in town. After finding the one that's right for you, let Strike Zone's friendly staff rig your kayak from their huge selection of paddles, seats, rod holders, and safety equipment. Finish up with the finest tackle and equipment at Strike Zone's everyday low prices, and you'll see why Strike Zone Fishing is Jacksonville's kayak fishing headquarters. Come and shop for Malibu, Heritage, Emotion, Ocean, and Old Town Kayaks at Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard near the 9A interchange. Look for the big blue marlin. You can't miss it.
This is Captain Vaughn Cochran of Black Fly Outfitter. Did you ever think about taking up fly fishing? Black Fly Outfitter is the home of friendly service, expert advice, the Vaughn Cochran Marine Art Gallery, and free fly casting lessons for life. We'll show you how to tie the knots and tie the flies. Plus, we offer hosted fly fishing trips to our favorite spots around the world. Come to one of Black Fly Outfitter's two stores, in historic St. Augustine on Avalay Street, or in Jacksonville at Beach Boulevard and 9A in the Strike Zone Fishing Center.
This is Brett Hastings, wondering how you define personal injury. Is it a broken leg, a permanent scar or a head injury, or even the loss of a loved one's life? Personal injury in its very broadest definition is a key practice area of Reznicek, Frazier & Hastings, the beach's full-service law firm. You can count on us to apply our years of personal injury and trial experience to your unique situation. Call us at 904-567-1060 or check us out on the web at rfhlaw.com.
Fishing show. All kinds of fun chatter here after that last segue out.
Yeah, we had a nice offline conversation there.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of Tony was talking about our next board meeting, we're going to have our next Jack's Kayak Fishing Happy Hour at Angie Subs, and that will probably be Thursday the 16th or 23rd. We're trying to get that dialed in, and we'll have more on that next week. This time, I've got a great guy to come talk to us, who is an officer of the Florida Wildlife Commission and also one of Jacksonville's best fishermen, Captain Chris Hollerman.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so, especially the fish and wildlife aspect of it.
Yep. And he is coming to us in the official capacity of FWC officer.
Officer.
But, you know, also Chris is, you know, I've seen him post some pictures of some fish that are hard to catch in Jacksonville, like snook and things like that. And this guy knows what he's doing. In fact, he's with a bunch of people fishing. I think there's an IFA redfish tournament this morning.
Yeah, I think it's out of St. Aug.
Out of St. Aug.
Yeah. Good place not to be paddling today.
Right.
Well, you never know. Those guys kind of run all over to wherever they think the fish are. So just because you launch in St. Aug doesn't mean
you're fishing.
Yeah,
but I've seen those guys. I was coming over the Wonderwood Bridge one day when they were having one of the redfish. I forget what it was. And there's a little Finger Creek that I'd fished before many times that I could see, and this guy was on plane going through there at 35, 40 mile an hour, just flying through there. And this creek was maybe 6 feet wide, and I was like,
uh-oh,
and sharp turns, and I was just amazed. I was like, man, I'm glad I'm not out there.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that Chris and I were talking about. We were talking on the phone, and I saw this as an option. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point, it probably in the Darwin side of things, be smart to have like one of these 6 foot flags.
Bicycle
on the
flags.
Back of your
I've
kayak
thought about that.
So that someone running through the marsh, you know, of course, a guy running 45 through the marsh would be like, orange flag, some kind of Bubba marker, and just keep going.
Yeah,
you know?
Just keep going.
You know, instead of, you know, some distinctive color pattern
definitely
that says, I'm a yak over here, so please don't run me over.
I've gotten in that situation, and I'll lift my paddle up in the air because you hear him coming around the corner. Some of these places, and I just want to let them know that I'm there. Yeah. But that one creek, I saw that guy just flying. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe there was a speedboat back where it was, and then up on plane, coming up on a 90-degree hairpin turn, and he just blew around that thing.
Well, you got to stay on.
Yeah,
plane
I realize
if he's on shallow water, you got to stay on plane. But that's the tough thing. Once you're on plane and moving,
yeah,
you know there aren't brakes on a boat.
No,
you know?
No, he just. flew in that corner. I was like, woo, watch out.
Yeah, so also, what was Tony telling us? We need to have our Pimp My Yak contest, Brett.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So what were those criteria we were going to judge the yaks on?
Flexibility, fishability, floatability, and pimpability.
Pimpability.
I think, and there's just got to be ludicrous. Yes. Just got to be so over the top crazy. I mean, that's when it's pimped out, you know?
Mad bling.
You remember those fish and drink prizes we had at the tournament? It fits into a flush mount rod holder.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's either a cup
or
you put
cutting table.
This cutting table that fits on top of the cup. Really, and then there's also an adapter to fit it into a Scotty. I always wanted to do a little video where, you know, you were fishing out of your kayak and you had the little cutting table and it had a big martini on it.
There you go.
You know, and as you were just tooling by fishing and the martini was next to you. A
couple of big fat sushi rolls. Like
big, big margarita blender on there.
Civilized man.
Exactly.
Kayak
right.
fishing.
I'm go kayak fishing and I make a martini.
Pardon me.
Is that Grey Poupon?
Yeah, oh, why, yes it is. Poupon. Would you like some with your redfish?
Oh, that's too much, man. A little redfish sushi or a little flounder sushi right off the kayak?
Absolutely.
Then you got to watch out for the KUI. Didn't we had a KUI this last year, didn't we?
Did we have some?
Yeah. Remember there was a thread and two guys were fishing.
Year.
Maybe it was last year in the river.
Two guys were fishing down
two
the river.
Two guys got KUI.
Real, I mean, got picked up.
Yes.
Really?
Got to ask
Officer
Holloman about that.
I'll be the next one.
Honestly, Ossifer, I was just paddling my yak.
Well, you know, I understand DUI enforcement because you put others at risk, but at that point, you know, it's just you, and you get back to Darwinism. That's just some social Darwinism, you know?
Yeah,
you get so drunk, you drown yourself in the kayak. You know, the gene pool might be advanced. We're all good. There's no reason to arrest those guys. You know?
Besides, I mean, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
That's right.
You can't fix stupid, you know?
That's right. You can't. That's forever.
And as our boy Connie Mack in Texas tells us, there's a fine line between neato and stupid.
Yeah.
So I love that when he says neato. I was like,
I'm dating Connie.
You there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, hey, we went out this week. I took the family out and did a little full moon fishing. And I know we'll hear from the outdoor shows, guys, that there have been some days this week that have been just fired up, and there have been some days this week that were just real stinkers.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out on a real stinker.
Just a crazy crazy weather patterns this week. It's just terribly inconsistent.
Yeah, well, who knows? I don't know if it's the moon or what, but we went to a spot where HP and I did some fishing a week ago or so that's usually pretty dang reliable. Kayak wife and the two boys, Wyatt and Emmett, and
I thought we weren't going to talk about that place too much on the radio.
Well, we didn't say anything.
You didn't go anywhere. HP didn't go anywhere.
Just stayed at home and watched television.
Not going to be the creek of the week.
No.
HP was watching reruns of the Indy 500.
Not even a creek. No, it was the Brickyard last week.
Oh, that's right. It was the Brickyard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it was, it was slow.
It wasn't there, huh?
No, we went out there for a low tide, about 5 in the afternoon, and it was one of those days where it was blowing out of the east. It just switched. And so the tide never got out.
Right.
And last time I remember I did this where it was blowing east and I thought there was going to be
a water doesn't move.
The water didn't move. And, and the water's trying to run out of the creek and the wind's trying to blow it. It's all chopped up. And the fish had to be there because, we looked all over the place and it just wasn't happening for us. Well, I mean, they caught a couple, Emmett caught a handful of rat reds and Kayak Wife, she was the one who caught most of fish.
Well, at least it keeps them interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Victor is on the phone. Let's go see what Victor has to say this morning. How you doing, Victor?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
So well.
Normally, I'm on the water by now, but I'm going to go out a little later so I could call in.
Oh, that was
We appreciate it.
We appreciate that, man. But you could always be on the water and call from your cell phone.
Unless you're me, because I drop them in the water.
Yeah,
y'all were talking about pimped out kayaks. Have y'all seen the Hammacher Schimmler catalog?
Not the recent one.
No, what do they got in there?
The one that just came out has a full-size, it's probably 14-foot kayak that's clear.
Clear?
It's got a 400, and I think it's 450-pound weight capacity.
That looked great after a couple of days over the oyster bars.
Yeah, and it's clear plastic.
The whole thing, not just the bottom, the entire unit.
The entire unit.
Wow, then everybody could see your junk on the inside.
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen that kayak on where did I see that? I saw it on television someplace. It's like a clear kayak.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about a wine cellar. Wine cellar on board.
Oh, I saw it on Shark Week. There was a guy out there kayaking around. For some reason, I believe it was that kayak because it was totally clear and you could see.
Is it pricey, Victor?
Yeah, it was $14.99.95, I think.
So that probably wasn't your typical molded sit on top deal there. It had probably It was.
Yeah.
How do they make that material see through?
It had some sort of float, looked like a floating device in the front, the nose, and the rear. But it's in the new catalog. I just got a glance at it. A friend of mine had.
We'll have to look at that. Be like the Silver Springs boats.
Check out the mermaids.
I saw some boats. Strike Zone had some boats that they were selling to a lot of people that took them to South Florida where the water was so clear that were clear bottom boats. They were a lot heavier.
They had that one that had the clear bottom. But this thing's totally clear. The one I saw
The gunwales and everything. Totally
Everything was clear. Yeah.
But like you said, I mean, you're going to be running over oyster beds. You're always going to hear
that.
Your kayak, the last thing you want to see is to watch it happen. Be looking between your legs.
You're going to roll up on the boat ramp
start wearing
pants
when
harbor.
And our water's so crystal clear back in the creeks. It'd be awesome. Man, look at this. Yeah, Hershey syrup.
The same thing through my kayak now.
But it'd probably be cool in the Keys.
So, Victor, where are you going to fish today?
I'm going over to Guano, 6 Mile, and fish just a little bit north of the post there in the channel.
We just had a fella call in who was fishing up there.
Big Ben, I'm Riverboat Man on your website. Big Ben, he and I emailed at 11 o'clock last night and decided to go.
So there you go.
Well, that's always a good spot. You know, you're not so dependent on tides, and as long as you stay away from the big toothy critters, you can have a good time up there.
2 weeks ago I had to just quit. I was so tired of catching fish.
That's
you're
horrible
kidding.
I hate
you throwing bait or you throwing some artificial
skitter walk.
You poor little guy.
So tell us about it. What were you catching on the skitter? Were you catching some trout and some?
I caught 4 reds. Probably lost 4 or 5 at the boat.
Mm.
Trout, 2 trout, and 10 ladyfish.
That's fun.
And all in the same skitter walk, and I retired the lure because they just.
I would imagine
they beat it up to death.
They beat it to death.
I'll go ahead and buy that though. Yeah, sounds like some pretty good mojo on
it.
Keep
on that one.
Yeah, quick consumer thing here. I posted about the flip phone that just came out, the flip video camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I picked up one yesterday, and the jury's still out on this thing, guys. I've tried it on Mac and a normal Windows computer with Dell. And it's a little confusing. Why it's so cheap. I guess you get what you pay for.
But how's the quality of the videos you get?
Through the little teeny screen, it's about the size of a postage stamp. It looks great, and there is some audio. But I was having trouble with the program is built into the camera, so there's no disc that you load. When you plug that thing into your computer, it loads something from inside the camera. And it's a little difficult for me to figure out, but I'll get somebody to.
Yeah, you lost me at computer.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is a little bitty. It's the RCA Small Wonder, right?
This is the flip video camera. Has a. I bought the 1 gig, which is 1 hour.
No, that's it. Yeah, you're right. That's it.
Yeah. They got a 512 megabyte, and then they have the 1 gig, and I bought the 1 gig, but I've had trouble on both the Mac and on the Windows. So.
Well, that you know, depending on where you bought it, they probably got a 30-day return policy.
I would suggest hitting it with a hammer.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The time you get it out of that plastic package, I don't know how you could ever take it back.
That's called the Chinese revenge.
Yeah.
That's how they get us back, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Well, hey,
guys.
We appreciate the call,
yes,
Riverboat Man.
Okay.
And good luck catching.
Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Okay,
we're
bye-bye.
Headed to a break on the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show. Give us a shout, 641-1010XL. Take us out, Tone.
Hey, folks, Captain Kevin Faber here with the Flanders Outdoor Show, and we have moved over to 1010XL. Lockman.
That's right, and we're going to talk about the outdoor sports. I'm not talking about baseball and soccer and cricket, fishing, hunting, tides, moon phases, bait reports. That's what we deal with.
And not only that, but some great stories from all of our callers.
So pull up a rocking chair on the front porch of the Flanders Outdoor Show right here on 1010XL every Saturday morning from 7 to 10.
Choosing a realtor is a tough decision whether you're buying or selling, especially in today's challenging market conditions. The last thing you need is an agent that will leave you up a creek without a paddle in your real estate transaction. for professional, courteous service from listing to close, Michelle Kogan of Lifestyles Realtors brings the experience and expertise you need to get the deal done. Contact Michelle Kogan for your realty needs at 904-382-5006. That's 904-382-5006. Are you looking for a top-notch supplier of plants and trees for your landscaping needs? The David James Tree Company is where your search ends. At David James, we provide quality plants and trees to contractors, nurserymen, and homeowners at wholesale pricing direct from the growers. We specialize in larger trees and shrubs, including live oaks, magnolias, crepe myrtles, palm trees, and many more. No project is too big or too small for the David James Tree Company. Whether your application is commercial or residential, we'll deliver to your job site, holding yard, or home. Let the David James Tree Company fulfill your needs for quality plants and trees. Contact Jessica Lee at 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net. That's 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net.
I wanted to groove to that a little bit. I wasn't just jumping in because we wanted to hear it a little bit.
Keep playing it, Tony. Keep it going. Brett's going to dance for us. Here we go.
Oh, no. You going to play that fish?
I'm not one of those hippie jam guys. But see, I've gotten back to mellow. We started the morning with a gunshot, okay? So that was working pretty good.
I've come full circle,
you know. I'm back. We're all good to go. So
no Tupac moving out of the show,
no,
right?
Man, no, okay. No. Hey, but I will get out of the hood here as quick as I can.
Hey, on the phone we got Adam Boyd, the gas man. How you doing, Adam?
Good, fellas. How y'all doing?
Awesome, man. What's on your mind?
I guess y'all just went to a break, huh?
Yes, we did. Why?
Were you talking?
No, I was just kind of here from the other room on the pod or on the stream on the computer. I was like, man,
yeah, it was real quick.
Perfect. Basically, I had this whole speech of why I wanted to call in today, but it all just comes down to that I'm just afraid of Mudcat. That's it. I'm a scary guy.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Is he you there?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't realize it. I just picked up the show. I got out of bed late this morning.
I'm here, buddy.
You're in trouble.
I'm here,
Adam.
Representing. Now you're off the list.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yep, you're good to go now. I'm so glad people started calling.
Well, hell yeah.
And we appreciate it, and I think it's good for everybody. But, we're all scared of Mudcat, so everybody's kind of getting in line. You know, he dropped the hammer, and, you know, good things are happening.
I think that was Mudcat shooting the guns.
It might have been.
You hadn't had any repercussions from that new ink, right?
No, none whatsoever. There's no lawsuits, no nothing. In fact, Dave approved it.
Outstanding.
Yes, Mr.
Outstanding.
Workman saw it and was not angry.
Very good.
Yeah, but I didn't get like a gift certificate or anything because Kogan had suggested that to him. But
perfect. Yeah, they should be giving out gift certificates for that.
You should at least get like a certain percentage off for life or something. Exactly. I mean, that was a lifetime commitment. Okay.
Exactly.
So what's up? You going fishing today, Adam?
No. I'm gonna take a few casts out here by the house, just up here in the Broward River. But it's I gotta unfortunately fly out to Denver here in a couple hours to do some work stuff. So. I'm out for the count for a few days.
Well, when you get back, buddy, they'll be waiting for you.
I know it. I had a couple additions for Pimp My Yak. One of them comes, it's a take from South Florida. I don't know if the yak anglers or anybody up here has been doing it, but y'all ever seen those short kite reels? Throw a pogey underneath a kite from your kayak for the kingfish off the beach. Now, take this with a grain of salt because I hadn't thrown my yak in off the beach yet, but thought that might be a fine idea. Throw a kite reel back there, and then you could have your table on the side with your martini on it.
Now, if you ever watch, they have, I guess, like the Marlin Association or whatever down there, they have a raft tournament every year where the guys go and deploy rafts, and they fish all of these kites out there for, I guess that's just for sailfish or whatever, but they're in these homemade rafts, like, 8 miles offshore.
The Cuban Invitational.
Exactly.
Heck yeah.
Well, all right, Adam. Well, thanks for the pimp idea, buddy. We're going to go and hit Big Ben before we get out of here today.
See you, gas man.
Take it easy, man. Ben, you're with us. We got just a minute or two left. Tony, we got a minute or two?
And first off, are you calling in because you're scared of Mudcat?
No, I'm calling in because I wanted to thank you guys for the site, the radio show, because I'm new to all of this, and the advice has been priceless.
Well, thank you, Ben. Hey, is this the big Ben that fishes with the riverboat man?
That's me. That's me.
Well, and I'll tell you what, we're all in that same boat because really all that credit goes to Mike Kogan. You know, we're all just here kind of for the ride. No, but I'm saying for the site. I had somebody.
Finger gesture.
I had
in
somebody.
Studio.
I had somebody that doesn't kayak fish that had checked the site out the other day that had been fishing for years. He called me back. He said, "That's the best fishing site, you know, that I've ever seen." I know we're partial and stuff, but there's more information. We heard on the radio today. Two guys hooked up last night at 11 and had a chance to go out and go fishing.
That's
so
really cool about the site.
I know there's people out there listening. They're saying, hey, what is this site? It's www.jackskayakfishing.com. There's all kinds of stuff on how to rig your kayak, places to fish, other great things like that. Mike's too humble sometimes to push it, but it should be pushed because it's an awesome information source, and there's just really a lot of good people that you'll end up meeting and getting out there. Go paddling. Go fishing.
Absolutely. I especially appreciate all the lures I got that someday I hope to learn to use.
Hey, are you headed over to Guana today with your bud?
Sure am.
All right.
Good luck to you guys.
So you going
to
go pitch them lures again?
I'm going to watch him do it. Maybe I'll learn a little something.
Where'd you get all the lures?
All over the place. Aqua East. I'm going to the Yaks down at Sports Authority. You name it. I'm all over the place.
Well, and if you want, you can get a clear yak so you can watch the gators swim up to you at Guana. So those are the things you learn here, man.
That would be a diaper-changing experience.
Yeah, that's true. I want to
so
see
much for the clear bottom.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we appreciate it, Ben, and you have a good day out there. Keep throwing that top water, man, because Victor's definitely got it dialed in. Sounds like he's getting on some good fish up there.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you have a great
care,
morning, Ben.
Catch him up.
Well, we have had some great calls this morning, guys.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I know.
Yeah, one of the things we didn't really get to finish there, but it was really amazing this week when you start talking about snatching that tarpon or thinking you had, you're not sure. You know, there's two or three guys out there that are throwing things and not ready and have hooked up those tarpon. And you know, it's just ironic that there's people out there fishing for them like crazy.
Yeah.
And then you're out there throwing a skitter walk off your dock and wham.
There you go.
They don't have the equipment to handle it.
But you know they're down there. They're like, look at this guy. He got 10-pound mono throwing
this
out. This
is going to be funny.
Hey, Bubba, jump on that. Let's watch see what this guy does.
Yep. Well, hey, tarpon time is upon us, and so is the end of the show, guys. I want to thank our sponsors, Strike Zone Fishing, your kayak fishing headquarters, Black Fly Outfitter, David James Tree Company, Angie Subs, Lifestyles Realtors, The Outdoor Show's next. Let's go fishing.
Let's go.
It's good.
Whether you're new to kayak fishing or an experienced yak angler, Strike Zone Fishing on Beach Boulevard is the place to shop for all your kayak fishing needs. If you're shopping for a new fishing kayak, rigging your ride with the latest accessories, or looking for the perfect tackle to get hooked up, Strike Zone has the right products and knowledgeable staff to get you on the water and on the fish. Check out Strike Zone's kayak showroom and test drive the best fishing kayaks in town. After finding the one that's right for you, let Strike Zone's friendly staff rig your kayak from their huge selection of paddles, seats, rod holders, and safety equipment. Finish up with the finest tackle and equipment at Strike Zone's everyday low prices, and you'll see why Strike Zone Fishing is Jacksonville's kayak fishing headquarters. Come and shop for Malibu, Heritage, Emotion, Ocean, and Old Town Kayaks at Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard near the 9A interchange. Look for the big blue marlin. You can't miss it.
This is Captain Vaughn Cochran of Black Fly Outfitter. Did you ever think about taking up fly fishing? Black Fly Outfitter is the home of friendly service, expert advice, the Vaughn Cochran Marine Art Gallery, and free fly casting lessons for life. We'll show you how to tie the knots and tie the flies. Plus, we offer hosted fly fishing trips to our favorite spots around the world. Come to one of Black Fly Outfitter's two stores, in historic St. Augustine on Avalee Street, or in Jacksonville at Beach Boulevard and 9A in the Strike Zone Fishing Center.
10-10.